burying the evidence. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukrainian officials accusing Russian troops of burying up to 9,000 bodies near the besieged city of Mariupol to conceal evidence of war crimes. Satellite imagery seems to show mass graves in that area. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the State Department is helping to gather evidence of alleged war crimes.
We have now been in contact with the Prosecutor General of Ukraine, and we are assisting. They've collected a group of international allies to assist, and so we are helping in the collection of evidence and the preservation of evidence relating to possible war crimes.
President Biden is sending more military hardware.
I'm announcing another $800 million to further augment Ukraine's ability to fight in the east in the Donbas region. This package includes heavy artillery weapons, dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers.
President also announcing a streamlining of the process to allow Ukrainian refugees to come to the U.S. directly from Europe. Philadelphia once again dropping its indoor mask mandate.
The Board of Health voted Thursday to rescind the mandate just days after it went into effect. It was put into place because of a sharp increase in coronavirus infections. The city will now strongly recommend masks indoors as opposed to a mandate.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The Justice Department is appealing a federal judge's ruling that struck down the mask requirement on planes, trains, and other forms of public transit. The CDC says they believe the mandate is necessary for the health of the American public. Texas executed Wayne Bunchen by lethal injection last evening for the 1990 murder of a Houston police officer, but Tennessee postponed the scheduled execution of convicted killer Oscar Smith. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Elon Musk says he's taken a big step toward his proposed purchase of Twitter.
Elon Musk says he officially has the money to buy Twitter. In a new SEC filing, the billionaire revealed he secured a total of $46.5 billion to fund his takeover bid. Elon is putting up $21 billion himself. That's higher than the $10 to $15 billion he was reported to be willing to pour into the offer. The remaining $25.5 billion will come in the form of debt by a number of institutions. Musk also confirmed he's exploring a hostile tender offer. If Twitter rejects his proposal, a hostile tender allows him to bypass the board and put the decision directly in the hands of shareholders. And now with this new financing, he has the funds to do so. Now, the stock currently sits well below his $54 bid, so pressure is on the Twitter board. Kelly O'Grady, Fox News.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy blasting a New York Times report that claims he discussed with other House Republicans asking former President Trump to resign after the January 6, 2021 breach at the U.S. Capitol building. The Times has posted what it claims is a recording of that meeting on its website. McCarthy earlier said that report is totally false and wrong. With inflation at a 40-year high, Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell telling a discussion meeting of the International Monetary Fund yesterday, the Fed needs to move faster than it has in the past to rein in inflation, suggesting sharp interest rate increases from the Fed are likely in the months ahead. It's the 22nd of April. It's Earth Day.
The organizers of Earth Day have made this year's theme, Invest in Our Planet. Earth Day started in 1970, and it led to the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency and the subsequent passing of laws, including the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and the Occupational Safety and Health Act. Earth Day celebrations are planned online and in person, with events set across the country, including the Great Global Cleanup and the live-streamed Climate Action Summit. You can learn more at earthday.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.